Today's episode of the AMD GPU Daily is packed with some exciting developments in the GPU landscape, particularly surrounding AMD and its ecosystem. Let's dive straight into the headlines. 1. AMD has introduced the Dynamic Power and Thermal Configuration Interface, DPTCI driver for Linux to enhance Ryzen gaming handhelds. 2. Intel's Panther Lake architecture has shown promising benchmarks in graphics and AI performance with its XE3B390 GPU. 3. The release candidate for GNOME Mutter 50 brings significant improvements for NVIDIA performance and HDR capabilities. 4. Apple has announced its new M5 Pro and M5 Max SoCs featuring a Fusion architecture that includes a powerful new GPU. 5. NVIDIA's RTX 5070 mobile GPU might see a memory upgrade from 8GB to 12GB, which is a notable development amidst ongoing memory shortages. Now let's delve deeper into each of these topics. Starting with the AMD DPTCI driver, this is a significant step for optimizing power and thermal management in Ryzen-powered handheld devices. The driver, which was posted as a request for comments on the Linux kernel mailing list, aims to provide better upstream support for tuning performance and thermal parameters in real time. This is crucial for gaming handhelds, which often face thermal throttling under load. Antheus Kapanakakis, the lead developer on this project, has been instrumental in improving Linux support for various gaming handhelds like OneX Player and Ioneo. The DPTCI driver allows for real-time adjustments to parameters such as STAP limit, PPT limits, and skin temperature TDP limits, which are essential for maintaining performance during intensive gaming sessions. However, there's a bit of controversy surrounding the driver, as portions of it were developed with AI assistance, which was not disclosed initially. This has raised eyebrows in the Linux kernel community, prompting a potential rewrite to address some of the AI slop in the code. It's a fascinating glimpse into how AI is beginning to play a role in driver development, but it also highlights the importance of transparency in open source projects. Moving on to Intel's Panther Lake architecture, the benchmarks for the XE3B390 graphics have shown notable improvements over previous generations. The performance metrics from the Intel Rendering Toolkit and OpenVINO AI stack reveal that Panther Lake is making strides in both graphics and compute workloads. The benchmarks indicate that the XE3B390 is not only keeping pace with AMD's offerings, but also enhancing performance per watt efficiency, which is critical for mobile devices. The tests included various laptops running Ubuntu and the latest Intel Compute Runtime, showcasing how Intel's software optimizations are benefiting their hardware. This is important for developers as they look to optimize their applications for the latest hardware capabilities. Next, let's discuss the GNOME Mutter 50 release candidate. This update includes enhancements that significantly improve the performance of NVIDIA graphics on Linux. With the introduction of SDR native color mode support and various HDR improvements, users can expect a smoother experience when using NVIDIA GPUs. Notably, the performance improvements have reduced the time spent blocked per frame from milliseconds to microseconds, which is a game changer for real-time applications. The support for variable refresh rate, VRR, and better color management protocols also shows that the Linux desktop environment is maturing rapidly, making it a more viable option for gamers and professionals alike. Now, turning our attention to Apple, the company has unveiled its new M5 Pro and M5 Max SoCs, featuring a Fusion architecture that integrates a powerful GPU with up to 40 cores. This new architecture promises up to 30% better CPU performance for professional workloads, which is a significant leap forward. The GPU enhancements, particularly for AI workloads, are set to outperform previous generations by a substantial margin. However, it's worth noting that for Linux users, reliable support for these new SoCs is still a way off. The Asahi Linux project, which aims to bring Linux support to Apple Silicon, is still primarily focused on earlier M1 and M2 models, with M3 and M4 support still in progress. This means that while Apple's hardware advances, the Linux ecosystem may lag behind in terms of compatibility. Finally, let's discuss NVIDIA's potential memory upgrade for the RTX 5070 mobile GPU. Initial listings suggest that the mobile variant might get a bump from 8GB to 12GB of GDDR7 memory. This is particularly noteworthy given the ongoing memory crisis and the increasing demands of modern gaming, where 8 GB is becoming insufficient for many titles. The move to increase memory capacity is a strategic one, likely aimed at keeping NVIDIA competitive as AMD prepares to release its RDNA 4 mobile variants. With the RTX 5070 mobile now possibly matching the Radeon RX 7800M in memory capacity, it will be interesting to see how this affects performance and pricing in the mobile GPU market. As we wrap up today's discussion, it's clear that the GPU landscape is evolving rapidly, with AMD making strides in driver support and performance optimization, Intel pushing the envelope with Panther Lake, and NVIDIA responding to market demands with memory upgrades. Looking ahead, we can expect continued competition between AMD and NVIDIA, particularly as both companies refine their offerings for AI workloads and gaming. The introduction of new architectures and drivers will undoubtedly lead to exciting developments in the coming months. Thank you for tuning in to the AMD GPU Daily. Stay curious and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with GPU technology.